Well, there was a spirited debate and a lot of questions about part two of the bill, which was the important part, basically regarding reps. And four people in the audience had come to address it, as well as multiple members of the committee, the senators who had raised questions about it. The chairman wouldn't let anybody talk about that specific section, although he allowed amendments to be discussed that he was in favor of. So it became obvious that a lot of members still had questions, and as the vote was approaching, I asked him to basically determine what the real vote was by having a division, that is, see who was voting aye and who was voting no. In a way that would be transparent. Typically, you'd have the ayes stand to see how many were voting that way, and then the noes would stand. He chose not to do it, I think, flatly against the rules of the Senate as they applied to the committee, because he just decided he wouldn't. It was obvious to most people in the committee room that the noes overwhelmingly won the question. That is, whether or not the bill should get a favorable report. But he ruled that that the ayes had it and adjourned the meeting. So that's typically the way that it played out, I think very inappropriately, but that's what happened.
Have you seen anything like this before?
Not so crassly. I mean, sometimes committee chairs will shave the results a little bit. To some people in the audience, it may seem that the ayes don't quite have a majority, but a lot of that depends on the volume with which people express themselves. But this one, it was obvious, I think, to just about everybody in the committee room. The noes were overwhelming, and typically you don't see that happening. Generally, if it did happen, there would be some corrective action taken.
Now, I read in a report from WREL that said that this happened before in 2013 regarding a very similar measure in a committee where they actually did a post-analysis of the votes and found that it had in fact failed, although it was pushed through. Do you recall that situation?
I don't recall that specific bill, but again, I'm saying instances like that would not be that rare. The chair would at least have some plausible explanation that he thought the ayes prevailed, and he just does a quick ruling that can claim that he didn't hear the request for a division. In this case, it was clear that a division had been called for. And it was clear that a lot of members still had reservations, wanted to discuss that specific portion of the bill. The chair just decided that the outcome was going to be the way that he wanted and decided to sail on regardless of those other concerns. And again, in this case, I don't know whether anybody has canvassed the committee, but by the volume of the noes, it was clear that the noes were overwhelming. But it was simply ignored.
If the Senate has these rules in place to prevent this from happening, is there any kind of recourse as to, I mean, does that invalidate what took place?
Technically not. I mean, once the report comes in favorably, it's in. There are ways that it could be addressed if there were that kind of questions raised. The leadership could say, take this thing back and give people a fair chance at it and fair shot at it, and let's see what the vote really was. But that's a discretionary thing. If it's passed in and the chair decides that he wants to represent that to the rules committee and everybody else, then that'll be the case. But it makes the process look pretty bad, and it leaves a bad taste in the mouth of certainly the public that watch this. You know, as members, we know that we'll get another shot at multiple things, but you have to be careful as to how you're portraying the process of lawmaking to the general public. That's why you want everything to be transparent, so that they know that it's open and above board and fair. And that kind of procedure certainly doesn't lead one to believe that that is the case.
Now, were you opposed to the bill?
I wanted to hear discussions on the issues that four members and the public wanted to talk about with respect to, I think, the most critical part of the bill and the part that was added to the bill. Because there were two unrelated things in the bill. One had to do with providing utilities to a new job site, a new work site, and allowing the cost of providing the gas service, natural gas service to the site, to be recouped in a special proceeding before the Industrial Commission, the Utilities Commission, I'm sorry. And the second one just had to do with these solar farms and other issues relating to that. And none of the discussion in the committee was about that, again, although there was an amendment related to this part, too. So, yeah, I wanted to hear what the bill was about, what the people's concerns were. Based on my current understanding of it, I would have been opposed to it. But that's the purpose of having committee meetings and committee discussions, so that you can determine what the real facts are. There was not an opportunity to do that in the committee.
Do you think the bill stands a shot in the full Senate if it didn't really have support, as you say, in this committee?
I would think that it's got quite an uphill climb, but I don't know. Again, we could have the full discussion on the committee, but you won't have the expertise available to address some of the questions that members legitimately had about the bill. Members are the only ones who participate in discussion on the Senate floor. In the committee, you can, you know, have hearings, have public comments, and let people who have greater expertise have some input. And consequently, you're more informed as to what provisions in a bill really do. So I don't know what the discussion on the Senate floor would ultimately be like, and how people might be swayed one way or the other by the explanations and the discussions regarding the bill on the floor. But clearly, given the feeling that a lot of people had coming out of the committee, if that same feeling is transferred to the Senate floor, it would have a real uphill climb in trying to be passed.
And as far as you mentioned that some of the recourse for this is that maybe the Senate leadership says, you know, this wasn't really done fairly, go back and take a look at it again. As far as where you come in, do you have contact with the Senate leadership? Is that what?
Oh, sure.
So is that going to be your goal, is to sort of speak with them and try to get them to, I guess, understand fully what happened in that committee?
I think that they've gotten a lot of reports from multiple members on that issue, and I certainly have no problem at all in conversing with them about that, expressing my dismay at how it was done.
Do you feel like, just to put it bluntly, as a Democrat, do you think it carries any sway by speaking to the leadership?
Some issues. I don't. You know, I can't really comment about this one because I haven't. Sought to do that. But I mean, you know, that's an open, frank discussion. I certainly have no reservations in letting the Senate leadership, the Republican leadership, know what my thoughts are on both the substantive and procedural issues. But I think in this instance, a good number of the Republicans who are in leadership were dismayed at the way this process was handled, and I think that they may have conveyed my thoughts already because they would have been identical to their feelings as to how this proceeded.
Did you have communication with Senator Rucho about how it was handled, and if you did, what did he tell you?
No. There was some question as to whether or not you could ask for division in a Senate committee, and I clearly told him that the rules provided that, and I think a quick perusal of the rules underscore that point, that clearly you can have a division. How else can you know what the real the vote is, whether the ayes win it or the noes win it? If it's close, you just ask those who support it to stand, then you ask those who oppose it to stand. And you count both, and then you know exactly how the committee feels. That's why you got it in the rules.
And what was his response to that?
That he thought it was his discretion as the chair of the committee not to divide the committee to see where they stood on it.
Okay, I see. Is this a bill that you that does not have your support?
Again, I want to know exactly what the bill does. Given the explanations that I've received up to this point, I'm certainly opposed to changing the rules in the middle of the game regarding the issue of how the percentages change over the next 4 or 5 years in these renewable energy credits.